I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich, it's time for Second Date Update. Let's say hello to Martin. Martin, you are on the air, Second Date Update. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. So here's how it works. We're going to hear your story about a date you went on with someone. Then we're going to call the person that you went out on a date with, and we're going to find out why they're not into you, because that's why I'm assuming you're calling us, because you want to connect with them. Something's happened, right?
Right. Yeah.
What's your story?
Okay. Well, I guess it started by meeting someone on Bumble. They were my only match, and it actually worked out. So I was kind of surprised. Well, I thought it worked out.
And then what'd you guys do for the date?
Well, I guess this is where it gets kind of weird, but I don't know. We didn't meet, but maybe it's not weird because I guess this is how it is now. Because she didn't want to meet because of COVID, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So we actually ended up having like one of those, you know, online dates, you know, where you like Venmo someone some money, they buy some wine, you kind of spend time on FaceTime, you know, it's kind of like those virtual dates,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Like a FaceTime date.
Yeah, like a FaceTime. Well, that's what it was. It was a FaceTime date, and it went really well from what I know about virtual dates.
And since then, she's not replying to your text messages or answering your phone calls?
Yeah, like right after the date, I sent a couple of messages being like, hey, that was I had a really wonderful time. I would love to just, you know, at least see you again. I understand you don't want to meet up just yet because of, you know, you live with your family, she said. And, nothing. So I guess I'm just kind of confused as to why, you know.
Was there any point during the date where maybe, like, you felt the chemistry get weird or, like, you know, I'm trying to think of, was there something that could have indicated that maybe in your background she saw something that either she got offended by or disagreed with or something like that?
I can't think of anything. Like, you think that maybe I might have said something accidentally?
No, or like maybe she saw a picture of you and your, like you have a picture of you and your ex-girlfriend still up or something.
Mm. A Nazi flag hanging on the wall.
Oh, geez. I mean, that could be something that would offend her.
Right.
Yes, or you know, like girl's underwear or something. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no, I mean, I kept my room pretty clean and I don't have that around, so... Mm. No, I mean, I don't think so. In all honesty, it felt really smooth. It felt like we connected. You know, she told me a little bit about her family. You know, she was drinking the wine that I technically kind of like bought. And, you know, we laughed a lot. And I always find that to be a good indication of, you know, how a first date should go. And yeah, she was laughing. I was laughing. I thought it was pretty chill. So
she was laughing with you, not at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little bit at me, but you know, I'm a little silly of a person. But,
sure. Okay.
But in the nicest of ways, yeah, mostly with me, I would feel. I felt.
How long ago was this date?
About a week, maybe.
Okay. And so, what's happened? You've reached out to her, and she's not texting you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, something could have happened in her life, too. Maybe, you know,
that's
she got,
true.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah. So, all right. What's her name, Martin?
Evelyn.
Okay. So we'll get Evelyn on the phone. We're going to find out what's going on in her world or why she's not into you. Or is it your nose hair? Because I think that's serious.
Okay. Might be it.
Yeah, I would love to know.
You laugh, but I'm serious. If I was zooming with a girl and she had long-ass nose hair, I'd be out.
It's true.
All right. Second Date Update continues next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay.
All right, we're in the middle of a Second Date Update. You've got Martin and Evelyn. They met on Bumble, and they did, well, you know, the 2020 FaceTime date because of the COVID situation going on right now. But he, you know, Venmo'd her all the stuff, and she got wine, and they had a nice talk. How long did the date last, Martin?
I think about at least 2 hours. It was a two-hour call. That's pretty good, I think.
Dang.
Or too long.
Yeah, maybe she was
Could
like,
be too long. Couldn't get off the phone with him. He just kept talking.
My date was...
Well, we were bored, stuck at home, so I figured, you know.
Yeah.
It was a week ago. Since then, you've texted her, and you can't get a text back, so we're going to call her right now. We're going to get the dish, so hold on the line as we get her ready to go.
Hello?
Hello? Is Evelyn available?
Hi. Yeah, this is... Judd, but I do go by Evelyn as well. How did you know that?
Well, we were just given that name and this phone number. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio, if that's okay. This is the John Jay and Rich show.
Oh, wow. Did I win something?
So, when you say you go by Evelyn, well, first of all, is it cool if we go on the radio? Are you going on the radio with us?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so your name is Judd. And when you say you go by Evelyn, can you explain that?
Well, I am a cross-dresser. I dress in drag.
I'm sorry. Can I jump in? Like, wait.
No, not yet. Don't jump in yet. Hold on. Wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Martin, hold on. So, Evelyn... You probably just heard Martin on there.
Right now I'm Judd because I'm not in my drag outfit or my costume. So now I'm Judd, but when I wear my costume, I am Evelyn.
Okay. So are you a performer?
You could say that. Yeah, I do drag shows. Uh-huh.
Okay. So when you were on a date with our friend Martin, you were Evelyn.
Martin. Ah. Huh. Okay, yes, that is true.
Okay, so do you only return text messages or phone calls when you are in each character? When you're Judd, you only return Judd text messages? When you're Evelyn, do you only return Evelyn messages?
I'm sorry, is this your business?
Well, that's what I'm calling you at, because we have, well, here, Martin reached out to us. Because he met this amazing woman, and he went on a virtual date with her, and he can't get a response. And so we were calling Evelyn to go over the date with her. And you are Evelyn.
I can see how this might be still confusing, but no, I am Judd.
Okay, so is Evelyn there?
I mean, she's always here. She's a part of me. I just have to put on a costume, and then I will become her.
Okay, so do you understand what I'm asking you? So we have Martin on the phone. Martin wants to know why he can't get a return text from Evelyn.
I don't know what's going on here, but this is a little strange. Why are you speaking on behalf of Martin? Are you like his agent or something?
No. I'm just setting up the situation, and I will present you. Like, Martin's right here. Martin, say hi to Judd.
Yeah. Hi, Judd. I'm really confused. I'm sorry. You are Evelyn?
Yes. Hi, Martin. I do go by Evelyn as well. And if you've been listening in,
I spoke
explained.
To you like a week ago. We had like a date, me and you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. I thought you knew. I don't understand why you're confused. I thought you knew that.
No, of course. I had no idea. Did you say that you were in drag? I thought you were Evelyn. I just don't understand, guys. I'm sorry. I'm so confused.
Can I ask you something, Martin? Can you answer me honestly? Did you read my profile on Bumble? Because I listed everything out on there. I said I have a wife and kids, and I have a family, and that I dress in drag. That was all on there.
Okay. I missed that then, I guess, because I had no idea. And
look, Martin, I'm really sorry about ghosting you. I mean, just word of advice, just make sure you read profiles in the future. But I didn't get back to you because my wife, I mean, she knows everything that goes on, and she felt that you and me were just getting too serious. She heard you on our dates, and she thought that you sounded like you were starting to, like, get emotionally attached. And, like, I'm really sorry I should have communicated with you, but, you know, I thought you knew sort of what the whole situation was.
Yeah, I didn't. But I guess thank you for your apology. I guess I feel stupid because I didn't read that. I don't think I saw that. But if you say it's there, then I guess it's there, and that's my fault. And you're right. Yeah, I'm looking for something a little bit more serious. This is not going to work out, unfortunately. I think you know that. Cool. I have nothing else to say, I guess.
Well, Judd, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Martin, just a heads up. When you're on Bumble, man, just when it says married, wife, and kids. How do you not read the profile?
Come on.
I mean, I've never been on Bumble. I've never seen a Bumble before, but I got to think that's got to be somewhere in there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I really missed it, I guess. I didn't.
When you scroll through the pictures and one picture, the person's a guy, and the next picture, the person's a woman. I would assume, do you have both pictures up there, Judd?
I don't know, but isn't Bumble supposed to filter you by, like, man and woman? And I mean, I only look for women, so I'm kind of just really confused about the platform in general now. So,
I don't know, Rich was on Bumble.
Go back.
I was, but it was just when it was just like the friends, so there wasn't really a dating app at that point.
Right.
And I haven't been on since then.
Right.
Can I interject something? I just want to say, Martin, don't beat yourself up too hard. This happens a lot.
A lot?
So, yeah, it happens quite often.
Okay. That could make you feel better, right, Martin?
Well, I mean, a lot in terms of the men think that I'm a woman, and then when they finally realize that I dress in drag, they... men just don't read things.
Yeah, that's true. But Judd, so do you ever get intimate with anybody on the dating app?
That's a little bit, I don't like to kiss and tell.
Okay. Can I get your profile?
I mean, yeah, if you want to sign up for Bumble, I guess.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look me up.
When I was a little kid, there was a woman that lived down the street. She was my friend's mom, and she worked at a restaurant called Barron's, and she was a cocktail waitress, and she was so attractive. She was much older. I was like, you know, 10, and her name was Evelyn. So sexy.
Are you having flashbacks?
I am. No, okay. I'm gonna shoot Evelyn here at the end.
Oh, settle down.
Goodness, stop.
Evelyn, my little cocktail waitress.
You're crazy.
I mean, that is an outfit that I have.
Really? Short skirt, right. Black pantyhose?
I don't think
black pantyhose.
I don't think Blake would appreciate that.
It was the 80s.
Okay.
Well, Judd, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Begins.
What?
I just said one love ends and a new one begins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Judd, seriously, thank you for taking the time and for being so honest with us about your lifestyle. Appreciate it for clearing things up for Martin.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Martin, how would you say thank you? Martin said thank you. Well, Martin, thank you for going on the air with us. Judd, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'm downloading Bumble. That's Second Date Update. Judd, Jane, Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.